Members of the Platform for Mortgage Victims, a campaign group, gather outside a government building to demand that banks return money that customers should never have paid. Many of these people have been affected by floor clauses. These meant that homeowners had to pay a minimum amount of interest, despite having a variable interest mortgage. When market rates plummeted, these clients, more than 3 million of them, continued to pay a much higher rate. Caridad Lomas is a pensioner. Her daughter and son-in-law took out a mortgage with a floor clause and fell behind on payments. She and her husband are the loan's guarantors.
The floor clause has cost us a lot of money. We've paid more than we should. Before, I thought the banks were important. But since then, having bullied me so much, I think they're bad people and they've made me cry a lot. And quite often, my grandchildren haven't even been able to eat.
Tomás Durán took out a mortgage with a floor clause in 2007 and believes he has paid up to 10,000 euros more in interest than the market rate.
When you sign the mortgage, what you're thinking about is the idea of having your own home, and you assume that what you're signing is okay. But once you learn about the Platform for Mortgage Victims, they advise you bit by bit and open your eyes to the fraud you've been a victim of.
In December, the European Court of Justice ruled that Spanish banks had to pay back the extra money their clients had paid them due to these clauses, going all the way back to the signing of the mortgage. The ruling could cost the financial sector as much as 4 billion euros. I'm in a residential street and I can see several branches of retail banks around me, some of them among those which offered floor clause mortgages to customers. The government is now encouraging banks to sit down with their clients to negotiate the return of the money owed. But many people are instead taking their cases to court. The law firm Arriaga Associates specialises in banking, and since the European Court ruling, it has been flooded with inquiries from mortgage holders. Francisco Romero is one of the firm's lawyers.
We reckon we're going to have plenty of clients in the next few years because of the bad practices of the retail banking sector in Spain. So we are prepared for that. We're prepared to fight the banks and to get the consumers' money back.
Some people might say, isn't this the fault of the homeowners? Because they decided to sign this, it was their choice. Mm-hmm. Some people say, you know, it's their fault.
When you read this kind of clauses, they are quite complex to read. Even if you're a lawyer, you don't really understand what it means. So imagine like a lay person, they don't really understand what they're reading, and they just want to get the money to buy a house, to buy a new house. So that's why the banks are in an abusive position in this sense, and they can impose any clause.
Floor clauses are just one of many abuses Spain's banks have been accused of in recent years. A scandal involving a complex financial product called preferential shares cost many Spaniards their life savings. And during the Eurozone crisis, Spain spent billions bailing out banks, many of which had been mismanaged. Strict property laws have meant that foreclosures have been a major problem in recent years, with many scenes like this one, where activists try to stop the police evicting a family. But the president of the Spanish Banking Association, José María Roldán, is optimistic that the fallout from the floor clauses will be limited.
I'm sure that we will be able to sort the problems and the doubts, you know, pretty fast, I would say. 3 months is what it seems is going to be considered as the time frame to resolve this. I think that we will be capable of respecting that that period.
If you look at polls, they seem to show the banking sector is very near the bottom in terms of people's trust in Spanish yeah. institutions. So, I mean, is there a challenge there?
If you look at the polls, what they say is that, you know, the image of banks is not good. But at the same time, if you ask people for the bank they operate with, they are okay. And I think that this means that we need to build on that. We need to build on that bilateral relationship to be able to construct a better image of the banking sector going forward. And of course, to improve our reputation, no doubt about that.
While the European Court ruling will undoubtedly hurt the pockets of several banks, it seems the real damage done by the floor clause saga was to the relationship between Spanish lenders and their customers. Guy Hedgecoe, DW, Madrid.